Om Agyana Chandasya Gyananangyana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militanjena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dhati Svapadandikam Adadanastra Nandantai Ridham Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Pavadambujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Gauri Netrotsava Mangalaya Tat Prananathaya Rasa Pradaya Sada Samudkanda Govinda Lila Gana Pravinaya Namostatubhyam. In the Karacha, or notebooks of Murari Gupta, it describes how Mahaprabhu went on pilgrimage of South India. So that time, somewhere, I can't remember exactly, he entered one Shiva temple. And spontaneously he composed one Shivastakam. Very beautiful prayer to Lord Shiva. So the last line of this verse is Sri Gauri Noitrotsava Mangalaya. Netra, you know Netra? Netra means eyes. So Utsav, we know Utsav. So it becomes together, it comes Netrotsav. The festival of the eyes. Netrotsav Mangalayam. The very auspicious festival of the eyes of Gauri. Gauri is wife of Lord Shiva. So that Lord Shiva, he is the festival, the most auspicious festival of the eyes of Gauri. Because when wife sees her husband, then she feels very, very happy. So when Gauri sees Lord Shiva, she feels happy. So he is the Sri Gauri Netrotsava Mangalaya Tat Prananathaya Rasa Prataya Tat Prananath. He is the life of that Gauri. Tat is referring back to Gauri. Tat Prananath. He's the life, her very life. Tat Pran. He's the Pran of Gauri. And Rasa Prataya. And he's always giving Russ. Why is she so much attached to her husband? Because everyone is attached, every wife is attached to her husband, or should be attached to her husband anyway. But she's attached, why? Rasa Prada, because he's always giving Russ. He's bestowing Russ. Tat Prananathaya Rasa Pradaya. How? Sada Samudkanta Govinda Lila Gana Pravinaya Namostatubhyam. Praveen, you have any friend named Praveen? You have any life member, congregation member named Praveen? Not there in your Philadelphia? No Praveen is there. Anyway, Praveen means very, very expert. Sada Samudkanta Govinda Lila Gana Praveenaya. Gana means to sing. Just like we have got this book, Gita Gan. You've seen this Prabhupada's little book. He made poetry, Bengali poetry of Bhagavad Gita. You've seen this little tiny book they call Gita Gan. Gan means song. So Gana Praveena, he's very expert at singing. What is that? Sada Samudkanta, not only singing, but with great enthusiasm, with great longing. Sada, always, he's always with great enthusiasm, ready to sing. Very expert at Sada Samukanta Govinda Lila Gana Praveenaya Namostatubhyam. So I offer my respects to that Lord Shiva. So this is why we see in all the dhams, Lord Shiva is there. He's very expert in glorifying and singing Govinda Lila. This is his very special quality. that is known only to the Vaishnavas. Sri Gauri Netrotsava Mangalaya Tat Prananathaya Rasa Pradaya Sada Samudkanta Govinda Lila Gana Pravinaya Namostatubhyam. So yesterday we got as far as Santanu Kund, where we heard about how Maharaj Santanu, he stayed in this place and performed very severe penances and austerities, and Lord Krishna appeared and he asked for a son just like him. Krishna said, there's no one just like me, but almost, I will give you a son. He will be as strong as Balaram. And just like I am famous throughout the universe, he will be also famous throughout the universe. Because we know that he got that name Bhishma, that wasn't given by his father, that was given by the demigods. He was famous, he took vow that he will never, that he will reign brahmachari throughout his whole life. For kshatriya, this is practically unbelievable. So the demigods, they were, this is, Bhishma means horrible. They, oh, horrible, how horrible, how horrible. They cannot dream of such a thing. Bhishma, Bhishma, Bhishma. Even today in Hindi, sometimes you see there was two buses crashed head on, you know, and they say it was a Bhishan, Bhishan accident. He's all horrible. So he'll be famous throughout, just like I'm famous throughout the three worlds, he'll be famous throughout the three worlds, and he will be able to leave his body at his own desire. So all these benedictions Maharaj Santanu got at this place called Santanu Kund. So as we go a little ahead, then we come to a little forest, very, very sweet forest. In fact, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, and there's nice descriptions of Mahaprabhu walking through the forest of Braj, and the deers coming and sniffing, thinking, oh, this, he appears to be our Brajananandan Shyamasundara, but he's golden color, like that. The deers and creepers and cows were coming with their big brown eyes, and just seeing this beautiful person who was walking through along the road and chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. All of those beautiful descriptions in Chaitanya Charitamrita are describing Mahaprabhu passing through Mahulavan. Very, very sweet and natural forest. And this Bahulavan is named after, since we're talking about cows, it's named after a cow named Bahula. But to get to that, we have to go way back up to in the past. There were two Gandharvas named Huhu and Haha. That was their names, Huhu and Haha. And they're very expert at singing and dancing and playing on musical instruments and entertaining. So one time there was a big assembly of all the devas. All the devis and devas were there. And Huhu and Ha were singing and entertaining everyone. At that time, Narad Muni came along with the great sage Pipalayana. Pipalayana Rishi. So as Pipalayana Rishi, as soon as he reached that assembly, all the devas, they stood up with folded hands and offered their respects to him. And then when he sat down, he looked at these two fellows, Huhu and Haha, and he became very angry. And he said, all of these great demigods, because Gandharva means he's not demigod, they're less than demigod. They have all offered respects and you are just standing here. You have no proper etiquette. Therefore I curse you, you will go to the material world. You're behaving, so behavior is very bad. And Huhu and Ha, they folded their hands, they said, my dear Rishi, you are Trikalaga, you can see within and without, and all time and space. You just see if within our hearts we did not offer respects to you or not. Although we were performing within our hearts, we were offering respect to. So Pipalaya Rishi, he sat in meditation and he could understand that he had committed a grave mistake. He saw that it was true. They, within their hearts, they had, you know, because he could see within the heart of the living being. In the past also he could see. So he thought, I've already pronounced this curse, so I will also go. And this Narad Muni, because he didn't stop me from pronouncing this curse, he will also go. And Mother Earth will also, because she has borne witness to this whole thing, she will also go. So Mother Earth was born as Bahula, very beautiful cow. And one day, and she had a very beautiful little calf, and there was a very, very beautiful little Gopa who was taking care of her cow, taking care of her and her calf. And they were all very, very happy. They lived very happily. Little Gopa was always bringing nice grasses and grains for his cow and taking care of her. But she didn't have calf yet. She was about to have calf. She was very, very fat, about to have calf. So one day, it was Ekadasi. So Bahula the cow, she was fasting. She was doing Nirjala Ekadasi, whole day. At the end of the night, she gave birth to her calf. And because she had been doing Nirjala all day and all night, and then she gave birth to a calf, it was very hard labor. So she was too much thirsty. So even without suckling and taking care of her calf, she wandered off to find water. So at that point, one huge lion was there in the forest. And he saw this beautiful cow wandering here and there. He thought, oh, this is my breakfast. So early in the morning, Dwadasi, nice way to break my fast. So he immediately charged at that Bahula cow. And when she saw the lion, she bowed down to the lion and said, please, let me do one thing. I promise I'll return. But I didn't. I just gave birth to a calf. I was so thirsty. I just came to the river to drink water. I have to go back. And I must give that first milk to my calf. Then I promise I'll return. Because those who know, who take care of cows, that first milk that comes after the calf, that we don't drink. That is very special, thick type of milk that is specially meant only for the calf. Those who take care of cows, they know. That first day,
Medicine. There's medicine.
It keeps, it will strengthen the immunization system of the calf, and so many things are there. And generally, we don't drink. It's only meant for the calf. So she begged and pleaded with that lion. So lion, he knew, he could see this Bahula, she was very honest. So he believed on her word. So he told, all right, I'm waiting here. So she said, yes, I will go. I will feed my calf. I will give her to my sister to take care of. And then I'll, after saying goodbye to everyone, I'll return. So it's all right. He trusted her. So she went back and she began to feed her calf and lick him. And tears were flowing from her eyes. And little calf said, Mata, oh Mata, why are you crying? And she said, because this is the last time I will ever see you. Oh Mata, why is that? Because I was in the forest and one lion came and I promised him that I would come back and feed you, and then I would come back and he will kill me and eat me, so I'm not going to see you again, so I'm crying. So the calf said, no Mata, how can you're my mother, you've given me life, how can I see you die? I will go, let the lion eat me, you stay here. And mother said, no. I'm old, you have a whole life in front of you, I have lived for so long, now it is my time, you should let me go. No, Mata, you have given me life, so you should go on living, let me give my life to the lion. So like this argument was going on, coward boy came. That gop came. He saw both cow and calf are crying. He saw you got new calf and calf is crying and cow is crying. He said, why are you crying? And they explained everything. He said, no, 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 no. How my calf and cow can die? No, I will go and give myself to the lion. No, 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 no. You have taken care of us for so long. How can you go and give up your life? You stay, I will go. No, the calf said, no, no, I will go. Coward boy said, no, no, I will go. So all three of them went to the lion. So they came there to that lion. And each one was begging, no, no, eat me, save my mother. No, 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 eat me, save my cow and calf. No, 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 eat me, save my calf. Like this, all were arguing. And lion, he was so shocked to see all this. His heart became changed. He refused to eat. At that time, Krishna appeared. And then he played on his flute. And suddenly everyone appeared in his real form. That calf was none other than Narad Muni. And let's see, who was... Pipa Lion Arishi was the cowherd boy. The cow was Mother Earth. And the lion was... he became that crocodile that captured Gajendra. That's another story. But anyway, because Hoo-Hoo became the lion and Haha became the crocodile who captured Gajendra. Now, beautiful painting is there behind Panchatattva deities. So then Krishna revealed all of their real forms. So that forest became known as Bahulavan, named after this very beautiful cow named Bahula. And later, actually, she became one of the queens. I can't remember. She became one of the queens of Krishna also in Dwarka. So from Bahulavan, we're just nearby Chattikara. When you come down the Delhi Agra Highway, and there's a sign, big finger is there, it says Vrindavan. Those who've been, you've seen, big finger is there, say, Vrindavan. That village right on the highway where the highway meets the Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg, that is known as Chattikara. Because we know, way back in Gokul, after Putana came and Trinarvat came and Saktasura came and so many demons came and created disturbances. So then, all the cowherd men, headed by Upananda, the older brother of Nanda Maharaj, called a big meeting and they decided that they should pack up and go to Vrindavan, that this place is not safe, we should go to Vrindavan. So then, they packed up all their belongings on beautiful bullock carts. And they put all the ladies and children on the bullock carts. And there was hundreds and thousands of bullock carts, all with beautiful colored canopies and flags, just like we were now at Kumbh Mela, and we saw when we got to ride, by mercy of Prabhupada's books, one Mahant Ramananda Puri. He came to see us one day. He wanted a copy of Prabhupada's Bhagavatam because he lived in Vrindavan with Prabhupada for 1 week. And he was very much attached to Prabhupada and his books. So there's these... All the Nagababas are divided into what are called Akaras. There's different Akaras. So he was from Niranjani Akara. He wanted a set of Prabhupada's books. Unfortunately, we didn't have one right there. So we told him we would order one from Bombay or something like that. And we were talking and talking. And our co-president, Sarvabhauma, I don't know if anybody knows Sarvabhauma. He's very big. Like this, bigger than Brahmananda. He's very big and hard for him to walk also. His legs are always swollen and everything. So he was lamenting how he couldn't go for the bathing. Because whenever we went with Harinam and we took the Didi cart down to the Sangam, then he would just ride on the Didi cart. But that day, no vehicles are especially pulled by huge bulls with great big horns, they don't allow. So he was lamenting. So then the guy was saying, actually, why don't you come on, you know, our possession? Because they used to go on elephants. Now they've also banned elephants. So they just have these big tractor trolleys, and they put big thrones in the back of the tractor trolleys and this and that. And then he was thinking, well, actually, you have a tractor? And we said, yeah, because we had the Padiyatra tractor there. He said, all right, you just bring your tractor. You can go along behind like that. So then we got the Padiyatra tractor. And we just took some bed sheets and tied them all around it to make it look something nice. We put one of these big wooden beds inside it, like that. And in Sarvabhauma, he tied his big white chadar around, sort of Indra style, you know, and he sat there on one side, and I was sitting on the other side. He was looking like Big Mahant. So we got to ride in the procession. And Niranjanakara, there, first is Mahanirvani, then second is Niranjanakara. So we were the second group in procession. So all the tractor trolleys, they all have big flags, and all the sadhus are carrying big flags. And very beautiful. And it goes across, there's these pontoon bridges. A huge wind was there. So as we're going across, all these different colored flags were just fluttering. When we were coming back also, the bridge was down, and we were way up, and we were looking down, and it was big, long procession, so we could see. Because we were at the end, you know, so we had a very humble position right at the end, so we could watch everything. So I was just watching. They were down on this pontoon bridge going across the Ganga, and all this wind was blowing like anything, so all these flags were just fluttering. So like that, all these beautiful colored flags were there on these bullock carts and beautiful canopies over top of the embroidered canopies with little strings of pearls like this. And all of them looked like so many beautiful colored clouds moving along with these huge bulls, you know, puffing away, boom, boom, like this. And it looked like another Sangam. Like another celestial, beautiful, multicolored river was going to join in Sangam with the Jamuna. It looked just like Sangam. This huge, unlimited row of beautifully decorated carts. And all around, the cowherd men were walking all around, and all around them were hundreds and thousands, because Nanda Baba has got 9 lakhs of cows. You know, lakh means 100,000, almost 1 megabyte of cows. So it just looked like ocean of milk. All these cows walking along, beautiful white cows walking along. And where they went over the hills, they looked like waves in the ocean of milk. And they all came down, and they got to the Jamuna, and somehow or other they got the bullock carts to float, and they set the bulls loose, and the bulls were going along, just their noses up above the water, blowing, you know, psh, psh, their heavy breath as they were going through the, it's cold early in the morning, and sort of like steam is coming out from their noses, and they're going across, and the cowherd men are carrying the calves on the bullock carts, and the mother cows are behind mooing and mooing, seeing their calves like that being held by the cowherd man. Somehow or other they got across the Jamuna. When they got to the other side, they went a little ahead, just past where Krishna Balaram temple is. They went a little ahead and they came to Chatikara, and they made a big circle. Chatikara actually means when you take all of these bullock carts and you make a big circle like that. So they made a big circle, and around that big circle they put so many sticker bushes, sticker branches, thorn bushes. In American English we say sticker, you know, they stick in the bottom of your feet. So, it's, of course, in America sticker has another meaning, but anyway, thorn bushes. They put all kinds of thorn bush branches all around, and they all went down, laid down and went and took rest. So then in the morning, before dawn, everyone got up. They got out their Shalagram Shila, and they began to worship the Lord with Mangalartik, and then all the ladies began to milk the cows, and then they began to churn the butter, ching, 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 and all the different, and some began to cook, and like this, all the different, as the sun came up, everybody was engaged in different activities. Everyone was busy, and everyone was singing the glories of Krishna. Like that. So this is Chattikara. So they stayed there at that Chattikara for some time while they were building a big palace in Nandagram. And here, this is where Krishna first he was Vatsapal. Before he became Gopal, he was Vatsapal. You know Vats? Vats means calf. So Krishna began to take out the calves here at Chattikara. This is where he began to take out the calves. Just close by. He used to go down, because at Chattikara is very close by our temple. So that's where Raman Reti gets his name. Because he would go there with all the calves and sport in the sand with all the cowherd boys in that place. So that part of Vrindavan became known as Raman Reti. And also this Vatsasura was killed, and so many different pastimes took place before they moved off to Nandagram. Now, a little ways down the road, we come to a place called Ral. And if you go way back inside Ral and ask everybody for Dauji Mandir, there's a very, very ancient temple of Krishna and Balaram. Very, very old deities of Krishna and Balaram there in this village. And they say Krishna and Balaram also used to come here with the cowherd boys and enjoy so many pastimes. And still I have to find out, but many persons have told this is one of the first places that Radha and Krishna ever met. But I don't know, I've never been able to find any pastimes, just everybody keeps telling me this. But I've never found any pastime of this. But down the road from there, there's a village called Vasati. Although nowadays it's known as Vasanti. Just like now, the season is called Vasant, springtime. Just started, just like 29th. I was describing that was the bath on the Amavasya, the new moon day. So then after that was 24th, then 29th, that was Basant Panchami, fifth day of Basant. So now for 2 months, this Basant season is there. Just like if you listen early in the morning, every once in a while, I'm not hearing so much yet. When it gets a little warmer, then they'll start singing very, very loudly and very frequently. But you'll hear this kokila. Sometimes you hear that in the morning. Last night, there's another bird I was hearing. Somehow I couldn't sleep last night, so I got up and I was reading. And then I heard there's another bird. He's about 3 times bigger than a crow, and he's got reddish brown wings and very seldom fly. They just go along in the lower bushes and hop along the ground and go in the bushes. They can fly, but mostly they just hop along like this. But last night, somehow or other, maybe 2 o'clock in the morning or something, all of a sudden I was listening and I heard this. You heard this one? In Braj we call it Dogila. I don't know what it's called here.
I didn't know that name.
And I don't know what it is in English, but in Braj we call it Dogila. They're very, very, especially when there's a whole bunch of them, they're all out of synchronization, you know, then it sounds like Outer Limits or something. When one is singing, he's so, anyway, we're at Basati. No, we yes, we're at Basati. So this is a place where Vrishabhanu Maharaj, when he saw that Nanda Maharaj was leaving Gokul, and he was living nearby, his kingdom was Raval. So he also moved and he was living at this place, Basati, which nowadays is called Basanti. That's how we got off describing Basant and the cuckoos. So he was living there. So this Ral is right in between Chatikara and Basanti. The middle place is Ral. So it must have something to do with why Radha and Krishna had their first, one of their first meetings at this place. So as we move past Basati, then finally we come to the very beautiful village of Radhakund. When Mahaprabhu was going on Prikrama, after leaving Bahulavan, he also headed towards Govardhan Hill. Because Radhakund is the, Radhakund and Shamakund are the two eyes of Govardhan Hill. Because Govardhan Hill, he's got form just like a peacock. So the two eyes are Radhakund and Shamakund, then he's got a big long neck, and then he's got a big body just after Manasi Ganga in the town of Govardhan, then big body is there. Then way down by Govindakund and Puchari, he's got a big tail like that. So his eyes are Radhakund and Shamakund. So Mahaprabhu was coming down the path from Bahulavan, completely in trance of ecstatic bliss and just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he was completely in trance of ecstatic bliss, completely unaware of his surroundings. But those devotees who were with him, Balabhadra and the Sanodiya Brahmin, they asked some of the villagers, what is the name of this place? And they told them that the name is Aritagram. So when Mahaprabhu heard the name Aritagram, then immediately he came back to his external consciousness. Because he could understand, although now it was called Aritagram, the original name was Aristagram, named after Aristasura, who came in the form of bull. Aristasura came in the form of a bull. So immediately he began to ask everyone, his two servants and all the villagers, where is Radhakund and Shamakund? Now why, by remembering this pastime of Aristasura, which is a demon, was Mahaprabhu remembering Radhakund and Shamakund, which is a very sweet Madhurya pastime? Because what happened was that particular evening, Shamsundar was getting all dressed up to go do Ras Leela with Srimati Radhika and all of the gopis. He just put on his best lightning-colored pitambar dhoti and beautiful reddish chadar and beautiful crown. He was all ready to go dancing when he heard the news that this Aristasura was coming and just terrorizing all of the Brijvasis with his huge hoofs. It was just like Gujarat earthquake. Bam, bam, bam. Everything was caving in. And he was just, with his horns, he was smashing their houses and bellowing, making a horrible sound, and all the Brijvasis were totally terrorized, and he was tearing up the earth, he was tearing up their houses. So then Anananda, he tightened his belt and he got ready to do fight. So that Aristasura came charging at him, and he just grabbed him by those horns, swung it around, and threw him. Narasimha became more furious, and he stood up and again charged, again. Just grabbed him by the tips of his horns, whirled him over his head, smashed him on the ground, and stomped on him, just like somebody stomping on a sponge. And it's described, Prabhupada says in Krishna book, he passed stool and urine simultaneously and passed to the kingdom of death. Because many times when people die, then all the body relaxes, so automatically stool and urine come. Just see the nasty material world. When you die, this may happen, then everybody has to clean you up. This nasty place, this material world. Don't come back. So, then, Shyam Sundar, he invited Srimati Radhika and all the gopis, now we can enjoy Ras. And Radharani said, you have made a big pop. You know, pop? Pop means sin. You have killed a bull. And Nandanandan said, "Are, that wasn't a bull, that was a demon in the shape of a bull." And Radharani said, may have been a demon, but he was in the shape of a bull. We heard from Mother Purnamasi, the one time Indra, he killed a demon, but he was a Brahmin. You remember that Britasur? After Indra killed that Britasur, then this old lady with who was coughing just like me, except blood was coming, with tuberculosis, was chasing after him as a sinful reaction for killing a Brahmin. And he had to hide for 1,000 years in the lotus, and he finally had to make a deal with everyone. You may deal with the earth that you take one part, and whatever hole will be made in your body, that will automatically fill up. And you may deal with the waters, that you will increase the volume of whatever is added to you, you will increase the volume, but you will get foam and bubbles. And then he may deal with all the women, that they'll have this curse every few days in the month, like that. And he gave them some benediction also for that. So this way, they heard all this from Mother Purnamasi. He was a demon, but he was in the form of, he was a Brahmin. So he may have been a demon, but he was a bull, so you have made a big pop. So then Nandanandan says, all right, so what should I do to get free from this sin? So Radharani and all the Sakis, they discussed with one another. They said, you will have to go and take bath in all the sacred rivers of the universe. And Shyam Sundar said, are, that will take so much time. How I can be away from you girls for so long? He said, I will call all the sacred rivers here to one place. And Radharani and all the Sakis said, don't try to fool us. Don't try to make us fool. He said, no. And Lala, he went over, and with his right foot, he stomped on the ground. Bam, bam, bam. And he made a big depression. And he played on his flute. And all the sacred rivers of the universe came there and stood with folded hands. Any service for us? And Shyam Sundar said, yes. You give your introduction, you chant your mantra, and you pour your water in my kund. So each one came up, he gave his introduction, he chanted his mantra, he poured his water, like that. So they were all coming, one by one by one. And Krishna was with his eyes indicating to Gopi, see, I told you that. They're coming, see? You thought I'm just fooling him. So this went on for a very, very long time. It was very, very late at night when they all finished. And then Nandanandan, he jumped in the water and took his bath. And then he invited Srimati Radhika, that now you can all come in the water and we'll enjoy water pastimes. And Radharani said, Are, this water is contaminated with your sin. How we can take bath in this water? We'll make our own kund. So then Radharani went on the other side. There was a place where Ristashura had dug his hoof into the ground, so there was depression there. So she broke her golden bangle, that we call kankan. this golden bangle, we call it Kankan. So she broke her golden bangle and she began to dig. All the Sakis broke their bangles and they all began to dig and they dug out a big kund. In fact, several years ago, when they did the cleaning of Radha Kund, they pumped out all the water. And we saw that still, that original kund, Kankan kund, is still there in the bottom. If you go to the Jagannath temple in Radha Kund, there's a Jagannath temple all around the Prikama Marga one spot. And when Swarup Baba is there, if you ask Swarup Baba, he can show you the photo. He took photo of when the Kankan kund was visible. So we saw that. We waded through mud up to our calves. We went down the steps and we went through the mud and we went there and put some of that water on our heads from that Kankan kund. So she made this beautiful kund in the middle. And Nandanandan came, he said, "This kund is very beautiful, but there's no water in it." So then Radharani and all the Sakis said, "We're going to bring water from Manasi Ganga. It's just near the town of Govardhan. There's a beautiful place called Manasi Ganga." We'll get to that pastime later. So with hundreds and thousands of golden and silver water pots, they were going to make a big line and they were going to bring water from Manasi Ganga. But Shyamasundara, he doesn't like to see Srimati Radhika do any type of work. He doesn't want to see even one bead of perspiration come on Srimati Radhika's beautiful forehead. So he looked at all those sacred rivers personified and they became one person. And that one person, he went and he bowed down at Srimati Radharani's lotus feet and he began to pray to her and offer so many beautiful prayers to her. And she was looking at him very suspiciously. And she said, "And what do you want?" And she said that we thought that the perfection of life was to be associated with the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Because do you think that all the sacred rivers personify, do you think that Krishna became purified when he bathed in all the sacred rivers personified? Do you think like that? Anyone thinks like that? All the sacred rivers personified became purified because Krishna bathed in them. Krishna can't be contaminated. So they became, this was just an excuse to get them all to come there and become purified. So they were praying that we thought perfection of life was to be associated with the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. But seeing your wonderful divine qualities and attributes, we can understand that the real perfection of life is to be associated with your lotus feet. So Radharani said, "What do you want?" He said, "We want to come in your kund also." So then she shyly smiled at her Shyamasundara and she said, "All right." And they broke a hole through the wall between the two kunds and the water from Shyamakund poured into Radhakund. Even today, if you look under where the Sangam is, there's a little place you can see, there's a hole where the water mixes between them. So then Sri Nandanandan, he told Srimati Radhika that your kund is very beautiful. And I will always come and take my bath in your kund. And Srimati Radharani smiled and she said, "And your kund is also very beautiful. And I will always come and take my bath in your kund." In this way, although Radhakund and Shyamakund are eternally existing, they have this wonderful pastime of appearing. So for that reason, when Mahaprabhu heard the name of Ritagram, he remembered this Aristasaur and he remembered this whole pastime. He began to ask, "Where is Radhakund and Shyamakund?" And no one could tell. Then being that self same Brijendranandan Shyamasundara, Brijendranandana say, "Sachi Suta Hoiluje." We've all come here for this Gaur Purnima festival, because this next Purnima, 515 or 16, 17, I've forgotten, 15 years ago, that golden moon of Lord Chaitanya, that golden moon took birth in the womb of Mother Sachi. And he was none other than that same Vrijendananda se Sachi Sutta Hoiloje. He became Sachinandan. Before he was Yasodanandan, now he became Sachinandan. So being the self-same Vrijendananda Shyamasundar, he sat down on the banks of these two rice paddy fields that were there. And in meditation, he could understand that these two fields, the local villagers, one were calling one paddy, they were calling Gauri. Other paddy, they were calling Kali. Kali means black. And Gauri means golden. Like that. So it was none other than, he could understand this is none other than Radha Kun and Shama Kun. So then Mahaprabhu went down to the banks of these two paddy fields. And whatever water was there, he began to take his bath. And he chanted so many beautiful prayers. And our Krishnadas Kaviraj has captured all of those prayers in the beautiful golden ropes of his Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's captured all of these beautiful prayers. And Srila Prabhupada has translated them all for us. He's saying very, very beautiful prayers. Sabha gopi haite rada krishna priyasi, taite rada kunda priya priyara sarasi. Sabha gopi haite. You can understand? This Bengali is very sabha. Just, you know, sab means everyone. Sabha gopi haite, of all the gopis, rada krishna da priyasi. Radharani is the most dear to Sri Krishna. Sabha gopi haite rada krishna da priyasi. She is the most dear to Krishna. Taiche Radha Kunda Priya Priyara Sarasi. In the same way, this Kun known as Radha Kun is just as dear to Sri Krishna. Yata Radha Priya Vishnu Stasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarva Gopishu Saivaika Vishnu Ratyanta Ballava. Yata Radha Priya Vishnu Yata, just as Radha Priya, just as Radha is very dear to Vishnu or Krishna, yata Radha Priya Vishnus, tasya kundam priyam tata. In the same way, this kund is just as dear to Sri Krishna. Sarva gopi susai, sarva, we know this is Sanskrit. Sarva. Sarva gopi susai vaika, sarva gopi shu, ek. Saiveka, there's one, Vishnur Atyanta Balava. Atyanta means that is the most, that is the superlative modifier. The most, Atyant, beyond very, that is the most Balava, beloved of Sri Krishna. Ekunde Nitya Krishna Radhikara Sange, Jala Jala Kele Kore Tire Rasarange. You just listen carefully, you can understand also. Ekunde nitta krishna radhikara sange. Ekunde, when you want to say in, then the word changes from da to e. Ekunde, in the kun. Ekunde nitya krishna. Krishna always, nitya krishna. Radhikara sange. In the association of, sang of, radhikara, radhika, sang. Ekunde nitya krishna radhikara sange jale. Just like when you go to Braj and you say pani. But here in Bengal we say jol. So jale, in the jal, in the water. Jale jala keli. We know keli. You've heard keli before. Keli means pastimes. So what type of pastimes? Jala keli, water pastimes. Jale, in the water. Jale jala keli kore. You've heard this so many times, all the Bengali songs, Kora, Kore, means to do. They were doing water pastime. Jale jala kele kore, tire. We know Jamuna tira, tire, on the bank. Rasa range. On the banks, they were doing rasa lila. Ekunda nitya krishna radhikara sange, jala jala kele kore, tire rasa range. Ekunda se ek bara kore snana, tanarara sama prema krishna kore dana. Ekunde se ek bar kore snana. Say if somebody ek bar kore snana. You can understand that, huh? If somebody one time takes his bath, ekunde se ek bar kore snana, Tundra then. Tundra Radha Sama Prema Krishna Kore Dana Krishna, he gives Dan. Just like you go to Radhakund, so many Brahmins will be there to take Dan from you. Huh? When you go there, especially Radhakund, they will just come and pester you to take Dan. But at this place, if somebody one time takes bath, Krishna gives Dan. What Dan he gives? Radha Sama. Just like we know in Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Samoham Sarvabhutesh. You know Sama means equal. Huh? Samoham Sarvabhutesh. I am equal to all living beings. So here it says Radha Sama Prema. That prema equal to Srimati Radharani's. Krishna Kore Dana. Krishna gives in charity. Kundara Mahima Yena Radara Mahima. Kundara Madhuri Yena Radara Madhurima. The glories of this kund is just as glorious as the glories of Srimati Radhika. And the sweetness of this kund is just as sweet as the sweetness, Madhurima, just as sweet as the sweetness of Srimati Radhika. So offering all of these very beautiful prayers, Mahaprabhu took his bath in Radhakund. So this is the topmost place of all existence. The Mathura Mahatma says that of all places, this Mathura Mandal is the best, because there Lord Krishna appears. And in Mathura Mandal, the best place is Vrindavan. Now we're discussing, there's 12 forests, but the best place is Vrindavan, because there are so many wonderful pastimes are taking place. And in Vrindavan, the best place, the highest place, is Govardhan. Because in Govardhan, so many ecstatic, wonderful pastimes are taking place. And in Govardhan, the most highest place is Sri Radhakund, because that is the topmost pastime. So many wonderful intimate pastimes, we're not qualified to hear them or even speak them, but somehow or other, if we don't hear them and speak them, they will be lost, so we're speaking them even though we have no qualification. My tongue is just like, at night you hear this, we have so many Ritviks in our camp, they're all sitting outside my window going, Ritvik, 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 Ritvik. So my tongue is just like these Ritvik toads and frogs. But still, somehow or other we have to speak these things. Because only the devotees will be able to relish them. And one day, maybe by the mercy of Srimati Radhika, we'll be able to enter into the real understanding. Because we have no understanding. We're completely wrapped up in lust. We're only thinking, what am I going to get out of this? Whatever we do, we calculate first. What am I going to get out of this? Every relationship we're thinking, what am I going to get out of this? Whatever business we do, what am I going to get out of this? Everything we do, we're only calculating, what am I going to get out of this? But the love between Radha and Krishna is not like that. That love is completely transcendental. Radharani's entire being, if we could speak that her body had atoms, every atom of her body is only meant for the pleasure of Krishna. She has no thought of her own enjoyment. Like, that is the love. That we can't even begin to understand. Prabhupada always used to quote this very nice verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, maybe 5th or 6th verse. What is that? Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Api Bhuvipara Dehavedam Gatoto Chaitanya Kyam Prakatam Madhudatha Dvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Jyoti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Asmat. Pranaya means this loving pastimes. Pastimes between young boys and young girls. This is pranaya. But Radha Krishna pranaya, ladini shakti rasmat. This has nothing to do with anything in this material world. It is manifestation of Krishna's own swarup shakti, which is divided in three divisions. that Sandini, by which everything exists, Sambit, by which knowledge appears, and Ladini, by which bliss appears. So that is Krishna's own internal potency. Just like we're busy all day long trying to find something out here that's going to bring pleasure in here. Everything is advertising to us. Be the first on your block to get this thing. You'll be very happy. Like that. We're always looking. Something out here is going to give us. We're incomplete. We're looking for pleasure. But Krishna's own being is full of pleasure. Eternity, bliss and knowledge. His whole being. He has nothing to seek. So we should not keep any mundane conception in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Ladini Shakti Rasma. It is manifestation of Krishna's own Ladini Shakti, which is part of his own Swarup Shakti. Oops. And Radha and Krishna, first of all, they're not two, they're one. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikati Ladini Shakti Rasak. Ek Atmana Vapi. It says Ek Atma, one soul. Api. Api is tiny little Sanskrit word. But whenever you stick this tiny little word on the end of any other word in Sanskrit, boom, that word becomes, it's very small, but it becomes very heavy. Huh? You just put little words are like that. Eva is also a very tiny word, but boom, it's very powerful. It becomes very heavy. So he says, Ek Atmanav Api, it is certainly only one Atma, one soul. Lekin Deha Bedam. Deha, you know. You know Deha? We all know this verse. Deha dehe komaram jovanam jara. So deha means body. Or deha bheram. Just like we've heard, Mahaprabhu's philosophy is a chincha. Bheda bhed. So bhed means to divide. So ekatmanavapi bhuvipara deha bheram. They have divided in two forms. It is one soul manifesting in two bodies. Amen. This is a transcendental reality. We can't, someday maybe by the mercy of the Vaishnavas and our spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, we'll be able to understand these things. But we should not keep any mundane vision in our mind in hearing these pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Ekatmanavapi bhuviparad deha bedam, for all time, bhuviparad, for all time they have divided in two forms. But very interesting thing, aduna. Just like in Hindi, we want to say modern, we say adunic. So aduna means modern, because in Vedic scheme of time, 500 years is nothing. That's modern time. Huh? So in this modern time, tadvayam cha ekyam. Tadvayam, those two, cha ekyam, they've again become one. Cha ekyam aptam, they have again achieved oneness. That is known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanyakyam aduna tadvayam pragatam tadvayam chakyam aptam. That is known as Chaitanyakyam. That is known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they have again joined together in one form, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only by His divine mercy we're able to even get some, we have a glimpse, peek, we have some idea about this thing. Otherwise it's impossible for people to understand. Elevated position of pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Only by His mercy. And now Rupa Goswami, or this is Rupa Goswami, or maybe this Swarup Damodar has written this verse. He gives some secret news. Radha Bhava Juti Suvalikam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He's the self-same Sri Krishna. I'm offering my obeisances to Him. Nomi Krishna Swarupam. But Radha Bhava Juti Suvalitam. Suvalitam means to decorate. Just like we know, also this word is there, Lalita. Suvalita. This is a more sweet word. Suvalita. He has decorated Himself with the bhav and duty. Duty means luster. Therefore we see Mahaprabhu is golden in complexion, like Srimati Radhika. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he gives this secret information that Mahaprabhu, he's golden because he's taken the bhav and duty of and luster of Srimati Radhika. But he's the self-same Sri Krishna. So we have no qualification to understand these things, but these are all very, very highly elevated subjects. Just like parrot, we're repeating. We have no understanding, but just like parrot, we're repeating these things. Like students in a class, we're hearing these things. We have no idea what this is all about. Maybe one day, by mercy of the Vaishnavas, mercy of Srila Prabhupada, mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Srimati Radhika, we'll be able to enter into the mysteries of these pastimes. But now we've come to the most sacred place, Sri Radha Kund. It is actually liquid forms of Radha and Krishna's prema. These two kunds are actually the liquid form of Radha and Krishna, because we have no qualification to approach Radha and Krishna. But they have appeared in the form of these two kunds, which we can approach. We can't approach Radha and Krishna, we have no idea we can approach. But by their mercy, they've manifested in these two beautiful kunds, where we can approach them. Therefore, very carefully, we see there's many devotees, even they crawl into the water head first. They don't want to put toe first. Generally, we just put our foot in. When we go in anywhere, we put our foot first. But some devotees are there, they crawl in. Even we know Prabhupada told, don't bathe. At some point he told, because we're just Westerners, what we do? This is a liquid form of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. And we just run and jump, wah-ha, woo-hoo, like that. So Prabhupada said, don't bathe. But if you read my version of the final order, you'll find in 1977 in November, Prabhupada wanted to go to Govardhan. And finally, somehow or other, the devotees convinced him that he wasn't capable of withstanding such a journey. So Prabhupada said, then the devotees should go. So Tamal Krishna is sitting there and he's telling Prabhupada all the things we'll see, Govindakund, we'll see Govardhan, Manasi Ganga, and we'll see Radhakund. And Prabhupada gives the final order. He says, you all go and bathe on my behalf. When he says, we'll go see Radhakund, Prabhupada says, you all go and bathe on my behalf. So we should appreciate that it's not just a swimming pool that we just jump in and have a good time with great reverence. Some devotees are there, they crawl in head first into the water. This very, very sacred place that should not be taken lightly. Generally in big groups, because big groups generally get boisterous. We never take bath. Except on, because as I was saying, this pastime took place. It was very late at night when they finished, so it was exactly midnight when Radhakund appeared. So in that Bahulastami day, because this is near that, we just went through Bahulavan. So somehow this day is called Bahulastami. I don't know, I've never figured out why, but anyway, it's called Bahulastami day. They celebrate, and Bhakti Ratnakar says, this celebration has been going on for many hundreds of years. So we have evidence from Shastra also. Bhakti Rakha says this has been going on for many hundreds of years, that at midnight there's an Astami, an eighth day. So a little more, just so midnight she comes. On the full moon day she comes at 6 o'clock, but half day she comes at midnight. So just after midnight, and so many lights are there, and as everybody goes in the water, then the water is like Radhakund has got, her hair is standing on end. By all the Vaishnavas entering into her water, it's all dancing like, the water is dancing and all the lights are playing, and it's like she's become a diamond kund. Like that. It looks like a beautiful kund of diamonds. So at that time, when there's 1 lakh of people taking bath, then I also take bath, because at least that time she may not notice that one sinner snuck into the water, because there's 1 lakh of people there. So otherwise, we should be very careful about bathing in Radhakund. And so many incredible pastimes have taken place here. The pastimes are unlimited. One time, because this is the Madhyakalin Yogapit. in Braj, there are special places where only the most intimate associates can join together. Yogpeet means to join. So that first one, that is at Guptakund, just behind our little Brindakund in Nandagram. That is morning Yogapit. Pratama Yogapit. And Madhya means midday. Noontime Yogapit is Radhakund, where Radharani and all the most intimate sakis come and meet Krishna there at noontime. And then they enjoy so many pastimes. Sometimes they were splashing, they had a water fight, and they were just splashing and splashing and splashing, and Radharani's bangles are going ching as she splashes the water, ching, ching, ching. And Krishna also, his armlets are rattling, chung, chung, and he begins to splash. And then he just, such a rascal, he begins to splash water straight into Srimati Radharani's eyes. And all the residents, all the Brijbasis are very sad. All, everyone is upset that he's cheating like that, just splashing straight into her beautiful lotus petal eyes. So finally, she slips under the water and hides in a group of yellow lotus flowers. But no one is chanting the, no one is going jai, jai, victory, because everyone is upset that this rascal has cheated. But suddenly, Nandanandan, he can't see Srimati Radhika anywhere. She's disappeared. But Radharani's breath is so sweet that millions and millions of bees who were buzzing around the lotus flowers, suddenly they saw this very beautiful golden lotus flower amongst them in the middle of all the lotus flowers. So they all go to that place. So then Krishna, he saw, Acha, there she is. So he died. And he gives Srimati Radhika a big embrace, but she slips out of his embrace. And then Krishna goes back under the water, and he comes up into the, where all the blue lotus flowers are there. So then Radhika suddenly can't see Nandanandan anymore, and she's looking here and there. But if you go to Radhakund, you'll see there's many monkeys. So all the monkeys are there, standing in the trees, and they're all looking in the middle of the lotus flowers like this, you know. So then Radharani spots that there is Krishna hiding amongst the blue lotus flowers. Like this, so many wonderful pastimes are taking place in Radhakund. We can't even begin to count the number of pastimes. And Radhakund is, of course, now we can't see, but previously, all around Radhakund are the kunds of all of the sakis also. Astasakis kunds are there. And in the very center is the kund of what is Radharani's sister's name?
Chanda.
No, sister. Little sister.
Ananga Manjari.
She has a beautiful, right in the middle of Radhakund is a beautiful palace, which is the place of Ananga Manjari. So they all have their little palaces all around. Just like Lalita has got one that is made of so many beautiful multicolored lotus flowers. And Bisakha has one with so many beautiful different colored flowers. Then they're all around in the different directions. Then Lalita Bisakha. Then Chitradevi, she has a beautiful kund. What color is her kund? Kunj, rather. She has a beautiful kunj. Each one is a different color. I can't remember right now. I think Chitra's is maybe golden. And when Radha and Krishna are sitting there together, you can't see Radharani. You can only see Krishna sitting alone, because Radharani blends in with the golden. Because everything in that kunj is golden colored. All the trees, the birds, the bees, the flowers, everything is golden colored. So you can only see Krishna sitting alone. Then, other corner, Champakalata, she has a beautiful green kunj. So much, everything there is green. Then, Induleka. Induleka has a sapphire colored kunj. So everything there is, there, when Radharani is sitting there, Radha and Krishna are sitting there, you can't see Krishna, you can only see Radharani. One time even Mukura came, and she looked in that kunj, and she only saw Radharani sitting there. She couldn't see Krishna. So then, no, Induleka is moon colored, that's right, moon, white colored, Indu is moon. So who's got, somebody's got a, Induleka, Tungavidya must have a blue one, then Rangadevi and Sudevi, they have, somebody's got a reddish kunj, like that. So all these different colored kunjas are all around, and Anangamanjari has a very beautiful kunj right in the middle, little palace over the top of Radhakund. So all these things are not visible to our ordinary eyes at this point. In fact, only we can see, as we go around the Prikama path, we'll come to Lalitakund, is still somewhat visible. Though it's also gradually almost disappearing. And at this place, what time is it? So at this place, Ma Janava also came here. Especially after Lord Chaitanya disappeared, then Ma Janava came to Braj to comfort console all the Vaishnavas, because everyone was feeling so much anguish and separation from Mahaprabhu. So she came and she spent some time at Radhakund, and you'll see there's one place, that is Janava Ma's Betak, where she was sitting, and at that place, Gopinath appeared to her. So there's a beautiful Gopinath temple right there also. And in that Gopinath temple is the Samadhi of Raghunath Das Babaji Maharaj, where the last 40 years, Akhand Kirtan is going on in that place. So Janava Ma's Betak is there. There's a beautiful Bakul tree and Tamal tree growing together. And the Vaishnavas, they made a special private bathing ghat. You'll see the little stairs going down, a private place for Ma Janava to take her bath. Then as we come around, we come to the Sangam, where the two kunds join together. And then we go over to Shamakund. We get to Shamakund. First place we come is Manasa Pavan Ghat. And Manasa Pavan Ghat, this is where, as we heard in the pastime, Radharani promised that she will always come and bathe in Krishna's kund. So this place, every day at noon, because this is the Madhya Kalin Yoga Pit. So every day at noon, Radharani and all her sakis come on that bathing ghat and take their bath in that place to meet with Krishna. That ghat is also known as Pancha Pandav Ghat, because one time, because right near that Pancha Pandav Ghat, that Manasa Pavan Ghat, is the Bhajan Kutir of Raghunath Das Goswami. And one time he was thinking that in the future so many Vaishnavas will come from all over the world, from so many places, from Australia, from Germany, from France, from Slovenia, from Italy, from America, from Canada, and Russia, and so many different stans, Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan, and so many stans are there. People will come from all of these places. So there should be some nice, it should be developed something. So Raghunath was thinking like that. So he was thinking that if I ever get some money, then I will fix this place up. And as soon as he thought that, he said, just see, again I'm thinking about money. Because we know the whole history of Raghunath Das. He had opulence greater than the king of heaven. He had a wife more beautiful than all the apsaras and heavenly planets. All these things. And he left everything to take shelter of Mahaprabhu. He thought, just see. So we should take this example. We're very anxious too many times. We're anxious to get out and make collection like that. But we have to be very careful. Raghunath Das, we'll see, he also collected money, but he was very careful. He thought immediately, oh, just see, I'm again wanting to enjoy. money. So he became quiet and he remained in moan, silence, doing his bhajan quietly, thinking he was a fender. That time, one industrialist from Calcutta, he went to Badrinath to offer some donation to Lord Badrinarayan. And Badrinarayan came in dream and said, you go to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, you find out Radhakun. It's not like there was highways and roads and Brij Bihar buses and things like that, you know. And Dinesh's taxi, you know, it's not like that. He said, you find out Radhakun, and in Radhakun, you find out Raghunath Das Goswami, and you give this donation to him. But he won't take it. So you tell him that I know his desire to fix up the Kund. So somehow he got to Vrindavan. From Vrindavan, somehow with great difficulty, he found Radhakun. In Radhakun, he asked everyone, he found Raghunath. And he came to Raghunath. He said, I have a big donation for you, so I don't want to see your donation. You go back from wherever you came. And that businessman said, but Lord came to me in dream in Badrinath. He told me he knows your desire to fix up the Kund. Immediately, he said, all right. Give it here. So we should take this exam. We should be very careful that for Lord's service, Prabhupada said, not a farthing should be spent for sense gratification. Whatever we collect should be spent for service of the Lord. So when he was convinced that it was Lord's desire, then he collected that money and he made nice arrangement, and they were excavating the Kund. And there were some trees in the way, so he marked those trees. He said, tomorrow morning you cut these trees. In the night, he got dream. Yudhisthira Maharaj came and said, myself, Arjun, Bhima, Nakul, and Sahadev, we're all doing our bhajan in the form of trees on the bank of this Radhakun. So please don't cut us. In the morning you'll recognize. So morning Raghunath Das got up, and then he saw that indeed, all the five Pandavas were there. So he told them, don't cut these trees. Therefore, you see, Radhakund is very beautiful, nice and square, but the Shyamakund is funny shape, because he didn't want to cut any tree. Also, if you look from upstairs, it looks like a right foot, because Krishna stomped his right foot, so it's shaped like a right foot. So Raghunath Das's bhajan kutir is there. In fact, this is the original bhajan kutir, because previously, we know, they were just staying under trees. In fact, Raghunath, sometimes he wasn't even sitting under a tree, he wasn't paying any attention. At that time, Sanatana Goswami was living at Manasi Ganga, on the bank of Manasi Ganga. So he came there to see Raghunath one day. And Raghunath was sitting there and he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, he was chanting his japa. He wasn't paying any attention. Tiger and tigresses come. And they came down and they took water from the Kund and were drinking. At that time, Sanatana Goswami came. He saw the scene. He saw Lord Krishna was standing there. With his hand, he was giving protection to Raghunath. Like that. So then, the tiger and tigress went away. Lord Krishna smiled at Sanatana Goswami and disappeared. And Sanatana Goswami came running. He said, you nonsense! What type of bhajan you're doing? You're sitting here chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, please give me service. Huh? And you're taking service. You don't pay any attention. Danger has come. Tiger and tigers has come. Lord was standing personally there to guard you. You're taking service. What kind of bhajan is this? So Raghunath, he fell on the feet of Sanatana Goswami. He said, all right, in future I'll be more careful. So another day, in the summertime, summertime means 50 degrees if you know centigrade, or 127 if you know Fahrenheit. That is the summertime. Just like our Siberia, huh? It is 50 below. Huh? In our Radhakund, it is 50 above. So he was sitting there, just like they say, in, you know, only mad dog and Englishman goes in noonday sun. And Raghunath, he was sitting there in the noonday sun, just chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. He's not paying any attention. Again, Sanatana Goswami came, he saw, what he saw? He saw Raghunath sitting there in the sun, noonday sun, and holding the end of her sari over his head was Srimati Radharani, like this. So she's holding sari like this, you can see she's sweating like anything, her choli is all wet. So then Radharani, she saw Sanatana Goswami was standing there. She smiled and disappeared. And Sanatana Goswami came running. "You nonsense! What type of bhajan you're doing? You're chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Radha, Krishna, please give me service. And taking service, you don't pay any attention. It's noonday sun. You're sitting here. Srimati Radhika is standing there holding her sari over your head. Huh? And sweating like anything. You see behind you," he saw that she had sweated so much the ground became wet. Her lotus footprints were there in the mud. And Raghunath, he just felt so bad. He fell on the ground, paying his obeisances. And Sanatana Goswami says, "If you don't know how to take care of yourself, then you make a kutir and you do your bhajan inside a kutir." So they started this bhajan kutir system from this time. So this is the original bhajan kutir. Next to that is the also bhajan kutir of Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, who wrote what song we sing every day? Ah, he said right. Sometimes they say samsara prayers, but we don't want to sing to samsara. Samsara means this material existence of birth and death. So actual name is not samsara prayers, this is Gurvastikam, eight prayers to the spiritual master so we can get free from birth and death. So this is written by Srila Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he used to do his bhajan, there's a pilu tree. Because in Braj there's so many different types of trees. And this tree is not available in here. Just like even here we have a different type of, this is a different type of kadamba tree. Your kadamba tree is here very tall and they have big flowers about this big. Huh? Isn't it this big? But in Braj our kadamba tree is not so tall and he's got little flowers like this. Little beautiful golden colored flowers. And they have wonderful fragrance that drives Krishna completely mad. And the color also makes him mad because it is a color of Srimati Radhika. And tamal tree makes Radharani mad because it is the color of Krishna. And you never see a tamal tree that's straight. They're always crooked. Huh? So when gopis are in completely mad and ecstatic love and tears are flowing, they can't see. They just see something crooked is there and blackish, sham. So they immediately embrace. In fact, tamal tree is so special. Huh? That you see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radharani told, not Chaitanya, Vidagdha Madhav, he told Lalita Sakhi that when I die, you place my body embracing a tamal tree. Huh? This is Radharani's last wish. That when my body dies, then you place my body embracing a tamal tree. These tamal trees are very special. So if you ever see a tamal tree and a tamal trees we can see in Nisringapoli, you see the tree with all the little stones hanging down, that is a tamal tree. There's two big tamal trees there in Nisringapoli when you go in Navadip Mandal Prakrama. So they're tamal trees, but our Braj Kadamba trees don't appear here. But if you see this Kadamba tree and tamal tree growing together, then that's like getting darshan, saksat darshan of Radha and Krishna. So we've got different type of kadamba here in Navadip Dham. So there was a pilu tree. That's where we were, pilu. We're talking about trees. So pilu tree is a small little tree that grows in Braj. That just this time of year, when you go there this time, after Vrindavan Mayapur festival, then little burgundy, tiny little fruits, burgundy colored fruits are there on the pilu tree. And they're very sweet, but the seed is very hot like chili. You just take your tongue and you break them on the roof of your mouth and suck the juice. If you bite them, you'll bite the seed will break open, and then you'll get your tongue burned. Just like one time, again, was Raghunath Das, it was Sanatana Goswami, when Jagadananda came. Then Sanatana Goswami gave him dust from the Rasleela, these little gunja beads, these little red beads that grow in Braj for making gunjamala. And he gave him a little Govardhan Shila and he gave him dried pilu fruits. So when Jagadananda brought this back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he kept everything except the dried pilu fruits that he distributed to the Bengali devotees. Like I said, this tree doesn't grow in Bengal. So the Bengali devotees, they didn't know. Immediately they began to bite on these. Instead of sucking on them, they began to bite them. And the seeds broke open and they burned their mouths and Mahaprabhu was laughing to watch the fun. But anyway, this pillar tree is very special on the Manasa Pavan Ghat next to Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur's Bhajan Kutir, because this pillar tree used to speak to Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur and describe some of the wonderful pastimes that happened in Radhakund. And then nearby is the tongue of Govardhan, Jivya Mandir. Because one time Raghunath Das was thinking that I'm using this water for all my brushing my teeth and so many things. This is not proper. Better I find some other place. So there's one well called Gop Kuan, Cowherd Boy Well. So I should excavate that well and bring water from that well to do all my daily necessities. So I hired some men to dig the well. They were digging and digging. Some stones came. They hit the stones with their digging instrument. And suddenly blood came. And they came running to Raghunath that we were digging and digging. Some stone was there. We hit stone and blood is coming. We don't know what happened. We don't know what is this. It's all right. Just you leave it for today. Tomorrow morning I will go and see what is the thing. So and then at night, Giriraj came in dream to Raghunath. He said, they have hit my tongue. But it is by accident, there is no offense. No one should worry, there is no offense. But in the morning, you should carefully take out that shila. You should build a little shrine on the bank of Shamakund and worship that stone with water from Shamakund and tosi leaves. Like that. So then this beautiful Jibya Mandir has come. And you can see that shila is there. It feels just like a tongue. And you can see there's a little hole there where they hit it. And devotees there worshipping him very nicely. In fact, our Mother Kusa, she gives special donations. She's given nice mukut. And last time she gave some nice tilak, little rhinestone tilak for that that Govardhan Shila in the Jibya Mandir. So devotees are worshipping very nicely. Like that. So Jibya Mandir is there. Then also the Navadip Mandal Prakrama will see Swananda Sukada Kunj. You know Swananda Sukada Kunj?
The
house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in Radhakund we'll find Braja Swananda Sukada Kunj. Swananda Sukada Kunj is here in Godrum Dweep, just near Sarabi Kund. And in Braj, in Radhakund, is Braja Swananda Sukada Kunj, house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and which Srila Bhakti Siddhanta used to stay there sometime. Prabhupada also came to visit in the library in Prabhupada's house. The library portion is a little pencil drawing by Bhakti Siddhanta Das, my godbrother. Prabhupada with his son Vrindavan Das, who also came to Kumbh Mela. He was there on the 24th, the big day. He came with Prabhupada's granddaughter. She also came. She lives here in Mayapur. Some of you may have met her. But they came. So that picture is there when he was just a young boy and he was with Prabhupada meeting Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, sitting on a little wooden bed. That wooden bed is still there. The table is still there. His cane is still there. When devotees come, we like to hit them on the head with that cane. His wooden shoes are still there. We can put those shoes on your head if you come there. It's a very special place. Because it's really by the mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. He challenged the whole universe that people from low births can also become Vaishnavas. If people were thinking, no, you have to be born in India, you have to be born Brahman, you have so many speculations were there. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta has smashed them. Appa Siddhanta Dwanta Harini. He smashed all of these useless speculations. So it is His mercy we're sitting here hearing about this wonderful pastimes of Radhakund. It's His mercy we're sitting here in this wonderful Mayapur Dham, hearing such beautiful, sweet kirtans and seeing the beautiful deities of Radha Madhav. Like that is His mercy. He has established that anybody from any place can become a Vaishnava and take part in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. So His house is there, Brajasvananda Sukhada Kunj. Around the corner from there, there's a Jagannath temple we were telling you about. You can see the picture of Kankan Kun there. Then comes Litakun, then Bhajan Kutir of Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami also came and stayed there. Oh, we forgot, just near Raghunath Das, there's the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj, where Chaitanya Charitamrita was actually written. So you can go there, you can see the place where Chaitanya Charitamrita was actually written. And just a few years ago, they have fixed it up so nicely. Before, it was just dirty and filled with cobwebs and dark, and somehow it has been completely renovated and fixed up very nice and clean. And one Baba's there, Narottam Baba, he's doing so nice worship there, taking care. And beautiful pictures there, painted by our Archabigraha from South Africa, before she, one of her last services before she left her body. She made this beautiful painting. Actually, this painting was done by one Babaji. What was his name? Anyway, now the Mahant of Radhakund is Anantadas Babaji, so his guru got this vision one time, and he was an artist, so he painted this painting. So Mother Archabigraha, she made copy of that painting. Now usually when somebody paints, then you can always see their own style in the painting. But she has copied so nicely, it looks exactly like the original. You can't see much Archavigra's style in it. Very beautiful. He's just sitting there, a little peacock is there, maybe a little squirrel is there, and he's writing Chaitanya Charitamrita underneath a tree with his little water pot, you know, this little water pot that has a spout like this. So this is a place, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, that people will of the world will try to learn Bengali just to relish. Just like we were trying to get you to relish. We were saying these prayers that Mahaprabhu spoke. You saw it's not hard. You've heard some of these words. If you read Prabhupada's books, you hear some of these words again and again. You know? E kunde nitya krishna radhikara sanghe. You can follow. E kunde nitya krishna radhikara sanghe. Jale jala kele kore tire rasa rangi. But it's so sweet. Huh? We can say it in English, but in Bengali it's so sweet. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is like that. It's very simple and sweet, and at the same time, it is full of very deep philosophy. It is actually unique in Bengali literature. Chaitanya Bhagavata is just filled with so much flowery words like that. But the Chaitanya is very simple, but it is very sweet. Chaitanya Bhagavata is also sweet, but it is filled with so much flowery language. It's very sweet, but also very simple, but very sweet at the same time. Now the problem is, if you write something deep philosophy, then you use big heavy words and everybody goes to sleep. And if you use very sweet words, then you can't speak big philosophy also. But Krishnadas Kaviraj is unique literature. It is very simple and sweet, but deep philosophy of Mahaprabhu is there. And same time, so nectar and sweet and so wonderful pastimes are there. It is both combined together. So that place you can also see. And then we'll see that Gopkua, the cowherd boy well. And then there's the sitting place of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri also wandered around Braj. And he sat down at Radhakund also. So he must have known. We are told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered, but he must have had some idea something special was here, because his sitting place is also there. Then, there's a place that has disappeared. Some of the places are gradually disappearing. There used to be this wonderful, huge Imli tree. And the design on that tree was all completely twisted and twisted and twisted and twisted. But unfortunately, It was right in the middle of a piece of property, and the two brothers fought, and it was right on the property line. They cut it down, they built a bathroom in its place, and probably cooked chapatis with the wood. So it's very unfortunate. But anyway, that tree, if you saw, was completely twisted and twisted and twisted. Because what happened was, one time there was a beautiful jhula. Jhula, you know, means swing. But not ordinary swing. This is one side, one seat is here on this side, one seat is on this side, like this, this type of swing. So Nandananda, and he asked Srimati Radhika that you please sit and we'll swing. And Radharani said no, because every time you make it go so fast, and I become frightened. He said, no, no, I will sit and Sakis will swing, and they will swing very sweetly. So then Radharani agreed. So she sat on one side, glancing at the beautiful face of Shamsundar, and Shamsundar sat on the other side, glancing at the beautiful face of Srimati Radhika. So they were swinging very sweetly, but then Shamsundar, he began to stick his legs way out like this, and then way back like this. You know how this works, you know. And that swing began to go higher and higher and higher and higher. Finally, it was touching the sky, and Srimati Radharani, she jumped into the arms of Shamsundar, and then that swing just went like that, and that tree became twisted, twisted, twisted. But you can't see that tree anymore. But this place is also there. And then there's the sitting place of Lord Nityananda. Because we know Lord Nityananda, he was wandering all throughout Braj in the mood of Dauji. Dauji means older brother. And he was looking for Kanaya. Kanaya means little brother. Krishna Kanaya, Dauji Kabaya. But he couldn't find him anywhere. So then, someone told him, that's because Kanaya is not here in Braj in Kali Yuga, now he's in Navadweep in Mayapur. So from this place in Radhakund, then Nityananda decided, let me go to, now is the time to go to Mayapur. And he came just down the road here, first temple down the road, as you go out, turn to the left. First temple down the road is the house of Nandanacharya, where Nityananda was staying. So anyway, his sitting place is also there. Then we end, there's Kundeshwar Mahadev is there, when Shiva temple is there, Kundeshwar Mahadev, who's protecting Radhakund. And Sri Gauri Netrotsava Mangalaya Tat Prananathaya Rasa Pradaya Sadasamudkanda Govinda Leela Gana Praveenaya Namo Tatuvyam. And Lord Shiva is always very anxiously and great enthusiasm and longing, very expertly chanting Govinda Leela of Radhakund. Hare Krishna. So, is there any questions?
What about the milk that comes out of the Radhakund, from inside of Radhakund?
I've never seen, I've heard about this, but I don't know anything about it. Somebody has told me this thing. But I've seen that everywhere you go, not just in Braj, every place there's some place where milk is supposed to come. So. Just like every kund you go to, they tell the same story, how the British put 1 kilometer of metal cable down inside the kund and couldn't find the bottom. Now they started telling the story about Kusum Sarovar also. And everywhere I've been, the same story is there. But I think the British had better things to do than going around putting a kilometer of cable down inside kunds. But they tell the same story everywhere. So everywhere I've been, there's a place where milk comes from. No other questions? Then we'll all bow down at the very soft and lotus feet of that great, wonderful personality who's the most confidential servant of Srimati Radhika, Srila Prabhupada ki.